located in the northeast part of town, up there on a hill. And I can't think of any other place that might be called Dayton Heights.
Well, maybe that's
you know.
Now, what about, do you belong to any organizations or any clubs or anything? Do you belong to any clubs, to any clubs in your high school?
Well, no, not too much. I was active in journalism, but I didn't belong to many of the clubs, mainly because I didn't join them right on, you know. Of course, junior and senior year, you usually already are established in a club or something, but I'm active in the BMLA organization here in Dayton, and to some extent, the Young Republican group.
Now, did you say you went to this county school for the first 2 years of high school also? Or was that just the first? You were in the same high school for all 4 years?
Yes, sir.
Do the kids out in the country go to the Dayton High School too, or is there another?
Well, there are some that do. They have, approximately half a dozen elementary schools maintained by the county in this end of the county. And of course, in talking with people in Ray County, you find out that they refer to this end of the county, and when they're talking about Spring City, they say the upper end of the county. And Ray County is kind of a long strip, you know, rather than being a compact thing.
Yeah.
And this end of the county, I suppose, would have about six or seven elementary schools, so they're out, you know, in different areas. Many students used to come to the elementary school here in Dayton, but they instituted a policy that students outside, essentially, that students outside the city were welcome to go to a county school rather than the city school. This was the city school board policy. So now, if you live outside the city and want to go to the Dayton City School, you pay $50 tuition, I believe, and consequently, most of them go to county school.
I see. Where was your mother born?
She was born in Tennessee City. Tennessee.
You know where that is?
That's in Middle Tennessee, up close to Dixon. And Dixon is not too far from Nashville. It's on the other side of Nashville.
Have you ever been up there?
No, I never have. I've been to Nashville, but not to Dixon.
Where else have you traveled besides to Nashville?
Well, let's see, I've been to Atlanta, and to South Carolina, North Carolina, Alabama. I think
that's a trip that you with your family.
Yes, sir.
During the summer.
Yes, sir. When we went to Atlanta, that was a senior trip for the high school. So we really didn't see too much of Atlanta. We went to Six Flags and went to the Stone Mountain, different places down there.
Where's your father?
He was born in Red County. He spent, with the exception of when he was in service in Massachusetts, I believe he's lived in Red County all but 1 year. And the 1 year that they didn't live here was in 1925. That was when they had all the excitement down here. And so they lived in Marion County, Jasper. That was the only year that he didn't live in Ray County, with the exception of the 3 or 4 years.
The year of the trial, and that was the year he was there.
Yeah, they missed out on all the excitement, but he didn't care. He was glad he did, in a way.
Did they talk much about the trial in school? Did that come up much in the history or civics?
Well, it comes up more in biology than anything, because in biology, you study to a certain extent.